Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's lead off with the Upper Darby train. First thing I look at, just to verify, when I look at an alleged maniac like this, because we don't know, he's not convicted of this yet, what's the criminal record? Bang. I look for phrases like, he was known to SEPTA authorities or police. Meaning, yeah, they knew who this guy was. That was in all the commentary. But it's still amazing, and we still don't have, and it's a matter that we ought to have this information, I think, to make a better judgment about it. How many people were aboard that train? I think it was a 10 p.m. train. It's gone to Upper Darby. And the guy allegedly, according to all accounts, and even catching him, according to the police account in Upper Darby, just sits down, starts feeling this woman, and then takes her clothes off right there. Now, I've heard some people say, well, Dan, you know, I don't know. I might be misinterpreting it. I don't know what it could have been. So how would I know what's going on? You buying that, Dan? That's count one. I'm not,
no.
But I'm asking you.
No, not at all.
Okay, so we got that going on. We have the allegation, and if they did, and Jack Stolzheimer, look, I'm not going to go crazy praising the guy, but I think if people were filming that and putting it up on social media to get their jollies or whatever, I think he could prosecute them there. Now, you can't prosecute someone, nor should you be able, for not getting involved. Okay, that goes too far. But if they were filming this and streaming it, doing something with it, then yeah, I think they could be prosecuted and should. There's allegations of that. No one, though, did the... Now, the Inquirer has a long list of things that you could do in the center of this, in their coverage yesterday. But one of the things you obviously could do is call 911, where people are afraid that they would be attacked because they're aboard a train. It did not occur to them. So, Dan, I'll start with you before I give the final here of what's... I'm not going to make any point today yet. Remember the story of Kitty Genovese? That's the all-timer, the woman who was stabbed to death, and people in Kew Gardens in New York made national news. I think it was 1964. Knew it was happening or should have known and comfort themselves. They didn't know. Maybe as many as 50 to 70 people witnessed her being stabbed to death in three separate attacks right in front of the housing complex there. That's the one that's often cited. What do you think, Dan, on this?
I can make a point, and I'll make the point easily. I think people have lost trust in the justice system. The left has demoralized police so much that there are people in the city that really throw their hands up. I don't know if that's what happened here, Dom. You know, I'm pontificating. Okay. But I see day after day, I'm part of, you know, those Facebook groups, the neighborhood groups you see on Facebook.
Right.
And day after day, it's a crime has happened and the comments are like, oh, well, sucks for you. What can you do about it? Because the response time for police is ridiculous.
Right.
The repeat offenders are ridiculous. It's been demoralized to the point that I think it's set in with citizens that, oh, wow, this is happening. It's absolutely horrible, but there's nothing we can do about it because the police are powerless.
That's a great point. I'll add a couple things to it, though, that might not undercut it, but just give you another look at this Dom Giordano show. One, it's headed toward Upper Darby. We're not in the middle of the worst crime area in Philadelphia. Let's say North Philly. You know what I mean? It should play into your mind a little bit more that there's a little bit better of a fighting chance. Two, that's why I would like to know, Dan, the people aboard the train, how many and how many were male. Don't you think that just something would kick in of masculinity, some way, shape, or form here, with a bunch of guys aboard a train, maybe not one, but enough to use whatever they had to do, whatever they had on them or whatever they could find, to stop this guy who's concentrating on raping a woman in front of him?
No. I would love to say that I would have the courage to step up and do something, but Krasner and Kenny have created such an environment here, and I hate to make it political, Dom, but there's absolutely no way that I would step in because there's 400-plus homicides. Like, the criminals have taken over the city, Dom. And if I'm sitting there on the train, I'm thinking to myself, I'm petrified for the girl, I'm absolutely terrified for what's going on, but I'm thinking these criminals are running it. Because if I approach the guy, I'm not armed, I don't have a knife, the guy pulls out a gun, I'm shot, I'm dead.
All right, but I'm saying the guy's engaged. This is the Marquess of Queensbury. I'm saying you hit him with whatever you can find, or a bunch of guys pummel him with whatever they can possibly find. If indeed the police report is accurate, and he is going about taking a close-up. I mean, there's no doubt what's going on
though, Dom. I hate to say it. You could get shot, but there's also, if you do get involved, who's to say that you're not the one that gets come after by the whole justice system?
Look, I don't want to be part. I hear you, Dan.
No, I know. I'm not criticizing.
I don't want to be part, though, of ever sending that message that's absolutely going to be happening. I know it's out there a bit because of exactly what you said. That's why I said carefully, too. We're not in Philadelphia per se, in that jurisdiction. You know, it's a little bit better circumstance than being on the Broad Street subway abroad in Susquehanna or something, where I'd have to concede a little bit more. And I don't want to be hard on people, and I don't want to be saying false bravado. The bottom line here is, again, as I see this, this guy's got a record. He's homeless, and he's hanging out all around there. And I bet if I could get the police off the record or whatever, Steve Kelly, Dan, they're going to say they chase these guys all the time, and they're hamstrung. That either Jack Stolzheimer, the people out in Upper Darby, or we know here in Philadelphia, you're not allowed to get them out of there. They have no right to be at the train station right around the corner from our station, for example. They don't have a right to live there. They don't have a right to be putting people at risk. They just don't have a right. Well, where are they supposed to go? I don't know, but they don't have a right to do that. That's the first thing that I think is operational. But once you get into the situation, Dan, I know you a little bit, and if you and I were there, maybe there's other guys there too. I can't imagine they'd all be thinking, though, we can actually watch a woman being raped. It's not like the guy smacks her once and you got to decide, am I going to intervene? He might do X. And I'm thinking he's got to be distracted at that point. That's where your chance is to attack him, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, no one calls 911?
Yep. Nope. That's also, like, I don't know why no one's calling 911. And I got to tie it back, though, because I see in the groups over and over again, hey, my catalytic converter was stolen. Oh, don't even bother calling 911. They don't even come out and address you.
Well, I thought the other aborted train, well, how are the cops going to get there or whatever? I mean, I just think the principle is I always call 911. Someone speeds past me, a maniac, you know, or whatever, even though I don't know what's going to happen, I do it. That's all you can do in your watch is do what you can.
I also want to make a point, Dom. I'm not trying to blame the police in this situation.
No, I know you're not.
And I just want to make a point to tie it all together. The whole quality of life crimes we see, the ATVs, the dirt bikes going down the road, just a complete lack of accountability when it comes to committing crimes. The end result is these violent, horrific crimes happening and people having no option to do anything.
Okay. And look, I would say you can't confront, an average citizen cannot confront the ATV marauders coming at you, even if you're armed or whatever. You do that.
No, absolutely
given,
not.
You can't
no.
do it. You can't do it. But I'm saying in this instance, where the nerve of this maniac, that according to the police report, he takes her clothes off right there in front of and is raping her right there on a train. Now, again, I wish the police would give up a little bit more. I think it's a matter of public interest. It seems as if the guy, and we've invited him on, the police chief, is talking about a fair number of people being aboard that train, Dan. And if he has a gun out, he's got a gun out, then it's a different situation. But there's no mention of a gun or anything else there. And I'm not saying that you have to confront the guy. Go into another train and call 911. How about something like that if you don't want to call it in front of them? Now, the Inquirer says all kinds of things that their experts say that I don't think are great advice, like yell at the guy or something like that, or say, what's going on over there? You know, I don't think there was any doubt that people knew this woman was being raped. I just don't think it was like, well, how do we know what's going on here? So it's making national news. It seems to be incredible. Maybe more details will make it not credible. What jumps out to you? And I don't know how many people, I don't remember, Dan, ever being in a situation like this. Have you been in anything quite like this?
No. I mean, the only closest thing was there was a gentleman in a camo, I remember very vividly, a camo jacket, and he was off his rocker pretty clearly. And there was a woman of color in the front of a train, and this was a white gentleman, and he was screaming just racial terms at this woman. And I was sitting there, and I didn't know what to do.
Well, that one I get you, because yeah. As awful as that is, you know, that's a different situation. Dan, you know what always strikes me with this? You know how I am. It's the woman, and she's being raped, how bad this is. It's just that, are you kidding me? You'd think you're just going to boldly take her clothes off and rape this woman in front of everyone here? Are you kidding me? You know, that there wasn't... Now, if some of these guys were actually taping this and putting it up on social media, I hope Jack Stolzheimer, I think he has it in him, Dan. I'd like to see a major prosecution there, too. I really would. That's got to be illegal on top of everything else. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dan's other example, look, it's awful. If you want to intervene, I get it. But given the climate of today, the guy's screaming at somebody. We all face situations. A good bit of it is you have people that are mentally ill, slash homeless, or homeless in general, roaming around. As soon as I read this guy, he was homeless. He's down there. The police know who he is. He has this record somehow or another. He's out. Here we go again. But does that mean you put all that into your head and you can watch a woman be raped there? Is there any other dynamic that could be at play, particularly if there's a few guys there? Or even women and guys? I don't know. Was there another woman? Did she say anything to raping that woman? What was the woman doing? I don't think, based upon the police report, that there's any doubt that people knew this woman was being raped. When he's taken down his drawers and taken off all of her, took off her clothes, there's no way. Now, you know, if someone were armed, to Dan's point again, you're in dangerous territory here. You may have to use your weapon with that guy. That's a difficult situation. Dan, one other thing too. You know, in a time of COVID here, you might be thinking about that with this guy. I'm not sure. Are people so beaten down though? And there's a real argument on that side with Krasner. and the way things are and non-responsiveness, that they kind of think, hey, that's not my sister, mom, whatever. It's not me. This will be over. It went on for 8 minutes plus, allegedly, according to the police. And finally, a SEPTA employee, and the woman apparently is all out giving a description of this guy, the bravery of this, and the anger that's there. And this is a case, this maniac should never get out of jail again, if all this is accurate. Let's go to Annie in South Philly. Ann, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ann, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. It's very nice to talk to you.
Same here, Ann.
I am appalled by this because my husband, my boys, my dad always have gotten in the middle if there was a situation. What happened to it being humane? This woman's being raped. If one man would have jumped in, maybe a few other men would have jumped in. Or a woman. I mean, I just can't believe. And I think they should be prosecuted for abetting what was going on. That rape was going on, and they watched it and allowed it.
Well, I differ. I share your anger, but we don't prosecute people for not being a good Samaritan if they were filming
it. Well, that's a videotaper.
Well, definitely.
How about the people that were videotaping?
If that's true, that's like public enemy number one. You know, the bottom line with this guy, though, is, again, I searched it right away. Several things he committed. He was convicted. He's out of jail. He's homeless. They know who he is. He's hanging around the whole time. There's no right to be there on public transportation with aggressive homeless like this guy. There's no right to do that. That's the bottom line.
I would take it one step further for the people that are filming. If they posted it onto the internet, come after them with sexual assault crimes.
Exactly right.
You're taking video of somebody having sexual intercourse there, being raped, and you're posting it online. That's illegal, is it not?
Yeah. And look, everybody listening right now is looking in the mirror and looking in their own heart and saying they would hope they would do enough. If it's just you there alone, it's the right thing to do, but it's pretty difficult with a maniac like this. But with several people there, and if there are 8 to 10 guys there.
And I want to be honest, I don't think people were sitting there saying, oh, there's COVID, oh, Krasner, oh, this, oh, that. It's natural instinct. You see a crime being committed, and it's not like you stand alone there. I could see if there was one person here, they're panicked, they don't know what to do. But if there's people on there that could have helped that poor girl, shame on them. Shame on them.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right. Thanks, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Because you're mine. You ain't thinking of COVID. I wouldn't be thinking of COVID, Krasner, this or that. I'd be thinking, help the woman.
All right. Thanks very much. Look, Dan, I'm trying to restrain myself on that part, what Ann said. I get it.
No, yeah.
But it's easy for us to sit here and say it when the moment of truth comes. That's why the more we know on this, like, I'd like to know how many guys were aboard that train, how many people were in that train. It seems to be more than one. And just the flavor of it, it seems to be 4, 5, 6, 7 people. They should have been able to stop this guy. But again, your situation is what we all face, and there has to be a crackdown here. It's not being mean to the homeless. They don't have a right to be menacing, to be hanging around all the time in these situations, and people get used to it. You know the train station, Dan. I stopped walking through there after a while, 30th Street Station. I just don't get where you have the right to do this. It's a progressive mindset again. It's the whole thing that's there. But if the woman's clothes are off, there's no doubt what's going on, right? This isn't, well, I'm afraid I might get sued. This Upper Darby train thing has so many dimensions to it. Again, I think it's a matter, it's gone national, of incredible public interest. That's why I think police have released some information. I'd like to see more release so that people have a sense of what happened here. Even better, the media should press, Dan, you and I say this all the time, they don't do a good enough job of pressing people that are in charge here. Krasner, Kenny, the police commissioner. Given these facts, what is it you would tell the public to do in this situation? I want them on record. I want to hear them. And they can't get away by saying, well, I don't have all the facts. Based upon the fact pattern that we know that the police report, not just some crazy rumor, that the police report, what would Krasner have us do? What would Kenny have us do if they say, just call 911? All right, is that their position? I just like to hear stuff for once. We go through this all the time. We see these stupid PSAs. If you see something, say something. And, well, what does that mean? What am I seeing? We're just going to say it. That's all. We're not going to tell you what we mean. Well, what's suspicious? We're not going to tell you that. So there's a lot that's still unknown here. I don't want to overreach. I think that would be being a hack and say it's just a commentary on our times. People don't care. I don't know that. It seems to be outlandish. But again, there are good arguments. I want to know, where were they exactly that people were witnessing this? You know, was it right in front of them? It seems to be by the police report. And when a guy's taking off the woman's clothes, they really think, well, they're hooking up or something here. This isn't rape. What's a woman doing during this? I find it hard to believe that that's what happened. And again, that's the police saying it, at least the one cop, the head cop over in Upper Darby, about the social media aspect of it. That, to me, is something you want to go to downtown to stop. So 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Do you think the media that these progressive clowns actually talk with, Dan, might be able to ask Krasner first and Stolzheimer? Now, Stolzheimer's prosecuting the case, so maybe he justly could say, I don't want to color this case. Just for once, well, what are people supposed to do in a situation like this? The consensus seems to be, just call 911. Why didn't they call 911? That seems to be the only thing that's being said here that I can tell. The Inquirer, at least, gives these other techniques that don't sound so good. If you're afraid of the guy, you don't want to be engaging him then. They say to engage him in some ways. There's only one way to engage this guy. Hope he's not looking at you, and thump him. I mean, that's the only engagement that I could see. Anything else is not going to stop a guy. And my sense is this is a problem, again, of people that have exerted rights because of activists and progressives that don't belong there threatening other people. That's the big line of it. Police knew who he was exactly, told you his criminal record. Why does he think he can do this? Because he's doing stuff all the time there. He's got rights. He doesn't. He shouldn't. Why abort a train? God only knows. Did he know that? We don't know any of that. All right, 855-839-1210. I particularly would love to hear from females, though. What do you think about this? You would think just the masculine urge with guys there, woman in distress, would kick in a little bit, despite all the other hurdles that are there. Are those hurdles societally so great that you just don't want to do that? In many instances, I would agree, don't. Like Dan's the guy screaming racial epithets. You say something to him, now he's turned on you. Is that where you really want to go? But someone raping a woman in front of you, that's a different universe. Let's go to Janet in Holland. Janet, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Janet, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I think we would better understand the reticence of the other people in that car if we knew certain other factors. One, if we knew the race of the other people in that car. Two, if we knew how many of each race was in the car. And also the genders of people in that car. And I think we could come to a lot of conclusions, different conclusions, if we knew all of that information.
Well, with the genders, we get where that goes. With the race, you're saying people wouldn't intervene if there's certain races and the perpetrators
yes,
are the
I
opposite?
Yes, I am. I think society has fallen backward that much. I think this is a very rough time right now. I'm 79 years old. I've never seen anything like what's going on now. There's murder every day in the city. You just tune in to find out how many people were killed. But I do think the race factor is an important one.
Well, look, I always think if the race is opposite races in some kind of dynamic, absolutely, there's always potentially an issue here that moves the ball forward. That's why I said I'm glad the police gave some information, but this is such a public matter. Two things should happen. There ought to be more information, and people in power in Philadelphia and Upper Darby, Janet, ought to be asked about the public reaction to this and what is it they would have people do. Is it only call 911? Is that what I'm sure the police that we talk with, like John McDesby, you know, I don't think they'd say that. They want the public to stop them.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the people in charge right now aren't doing a darn thing. In fact, I think what's going on right now is absolutely their fault.
Well, exactly. And when we try to connect the dots to this at every level, be it the federal, say with the shortage of supplies and everything else, we're told, no, it's just COVID. When we say connect the dots with Krasner and others in the city of Philadelphia, this is what it produces. Or, Janet, I would say this guy was known. That's code. He's hanging around trains, train stops, and all the rest of it. That's where he's living, essentially. He has no right to do that.
Absolutely. I just saw something on YouTube or whatever it's called, I'm sorry, of K&A in the city, Kensington.
Yes.
And Allegheny, and it is appalling, and nobody is doing anything about it. The filth down there, the terrible condition of people that are still human, although half of them don't look it, they look like zombies. Who is going to take charge?
Thank you, Janet. And Dan, you and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
And you have a closer...
Well, can we take a second here? Because I really don't think a lot of the people in the suburbs are aware as to how bad it's gotten at K&A in Kensington.
Well, you want to put that up on Twitter again? My Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. And yeah. Like, it's to describe it, it's gotten to the point where I drive through Kensington almost every day. I live right near that area. And there's not a day... It's a rarity that I drive through Kensington and don't see somebody shooting up. And it's not only shooting up. I've driven through Kensington, and more often than not, you see someone standing behind another, sticking a syringe into their neck in broad daylight and injecting someone else with the heroin because it's the only way that they can feel it anymore. It's absolutely nuts how
lawless it's gotten. Right, and here's the bottom line. The bottom line comes back to this. You need to have someone in charge who says, I don't care what anyone says out there. I'm the mayor in this case. The police commissioner couldn't do it. Who's next? We're going to bring in some. I don't care what Krasner says. We're not going to allow this to happen in this manner. We're going to stop it. I'm going to do whatever resource I take. Now,
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come back to all the time, Dan, a guy like McSwain. That's exactly what Bill McSwain, he was only U.S. attorney. He wasn't the DA or the mayor. That's exactly, he'll be on the show tomorrow at 12:30. That's exactly the type of guy that you want. And it's not just about laws. You know what it's about? It's personal. Not on my watch. It's Frank Rizzo mentality. Not on my watch. I don't care if you bring in the U.S. Marines. I, in Philadelphia, am not going to let you do this. That's what it takes. And I don't want to hear bottom line pieces of paper about, well, that's a lot of resources, or the ACLU will say this, or Philadelphia City Council will say it. I'm the mayor. This is where it stops. Ultimately, I am commanding that this be stopped. People are not going to shoot up public. What are you going to do with them? We're going to take them off the streets, and we're going to put them someplace else. We're going to put them... Everybody comes up with things outside the law in Philadelphia when they want to. If you're doing that, you're arrested in that manner, you're going to be put into therapy, mandatory therapy, and we're going to spend more money to do that, whatever the city has, whatever it takes. But you're not going to stand there, to Dan's point, shoot up, wash, defecate in public, people can't walk down the sidewalk. You're not going to hang around and set fire as they did with that one SEPTA stop. Where was that, Dan? That was Allegheny and I forget.
Frankfurt stop, maybe?
Yeah, we put it up on Twitter, the same thing. Sorry, the film is shocking. Exactly, yeah. That's the syndrome here. They knew this guy, the SEPTA police said, and I believe the police said, he's got priors, but they knew him as an aggressive homeless guy hanging out there at train stations and the like. Well, Dom, doesn't he have a right? No, he doesn't have a right to be there in this manner. And when you allow that and you start to play a game with it, occasionally or more than occasionally, you know what happens? You get a situation like this. Now, this is extreme. That's why the country is paying attention to it. But it comes back to these behaviors are illegal. We have a city who let these marauders by the hundreds have their weekend driving on both sides of the road through red lights, etc. And yet, they're gearing up for the plastic bag ban, the soda tax getting people. Hardworking average citizens, speed cameras on the Roosevelt Boulevard, we're going to nail them. But people that are actually violating our laws, threatening other people, that people just, well, that's urban living, Kenny would probably tell me. He's a coward who won't ever say it face to face. You're just going to have to put up with it. Easy to say, Jim, when you got a security detail and everything else, isn't it? Tell that to the woman on the train. That guy should not have been there. Did he pay to get on the train? Or did he just jump on somehow or another? 855-839-1210, you get a line. But what would you do in that situation? Probably the best course of action, Dan, ultimately. Everyone agrees. You got to call 911. Even if you have to go into another train and you have to repeatedly call 911. Maybe you have to bang on the door of the conductor to do something. He's got to communicate with somebody. If you're aboard a SEPTA train, do they not have somebody or something aboard the train that you can tell if there's violence going on? I mean, I'm just asking, Dan. I don't ride SEPTA. You don't either, do you? I mean, somebody out there might know. Is there something you can do to alert someone who's driving the train? And I don't know what the best thing is, the next stop. They must have gone, I don't know if they went through several stops or not. I'm unaware. Is it a straight shot from Philadelphia to 69th Street?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It might be. Hey, Patricia, good afternoon.
Hello, Dom. I have to say, I listen to you all the time, and I love you, and I love Dan. What I'm saying is, a man on that train that did not stop this, they're not men, they're mice. That was a woman who was screaming, being strangled and being slapped and being raped in front of everybody. A man should have stopped that. A couple men, or all of them, the men and the women. He had no weapon on him, and they could have overpowered him, and he could not have hurt them.
Well, I want to believe what you're saying is accurate. I'm hearing you, and he's distracted by what he's doing, so there could have been a shot there to do it. That's why we need to know more about the people that were on board, et cetera, in this, Patricia. And if some were filming it, maybe, you know, that was part of the problem, too. They got to be prosecuted if there's any filming and posting on this. I think Dan's right. They're complicit in sexual assault. But the media's job is to get to the bottom of that and to ask people like Kenny and Krasner and others and drill down, what is it they think people should do in these situations? I would salute any politician. I'm going to ask Bill McSwain tomorrow. Now, you know, he's an officer of the court and all that, or the law. Bill, should we attack them there? I agree with you completely, Patricia, given if you have three or four guys, you ought to be able to do that with this guy.
Exactly. I the woman was screaming, and what happened to her should not have happened. I think it's horrible that they all sat there and nobody, men,
well, and
women,
Patricia, to that point, I want to know how often was this guy hanging around? Where does he hang? Why was he allowed to hang there repeatedly? He has no right to do it, in my view. And I think when they said they had knowledge of him, they knew who he was. I think that's the case. He was hanging around causing trouble, but they're limited to what they're able to do, or they think they're limited.
But he had no weapon, Dom. He could have been beaten down by one man, let alone more than one man, or all of them.
I hear you, Patricia. I'm talking about he shouldn't have been there in this situation, though. I got you. And again, Dan and I, you know, had a long conversation. I'm sure you realize this, and I'm sure you don't want that. We're not going to be people saying, oh, well, my God, these are just, there's no other reason here. These are just cowards. I don't know. Could there be intimidation if a couple guys are streaming this and people are afraid of them, Dan? The police put it out there about the streaming. Now, I haven't seen that verified anywhere. Have you?
No, I haven't.
No. If people are doing that, then that's not exactly an atmosphere. You might have to think you're going to have to take them on, too. That's what I'm, if that's true. Let's go to Brian and Roslyn, who I think work for SEPTA on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, you work for SEPTA?
Yes, Dom. Good afternoon. I actually am retired from SEPTA.
Okay.
And I wanted to clarify, you asked about the situation with the train cars on both Broad Street and the Market Frankfurt. In the center of each car, there's what we would call an emergency call box.
All right.
You press the button. That puts you in communication with the operator of the train. They're a one-person operation. The protocol is that the operator would then call the control center and tell the train dispatcher there's a problem. The train dispatcher would then have the SEPTA police meet the train at a pre-designated location and inform the operator, you know, skip such and such a step, stop rather, and go to the 69th Street and stand by on the platform. Do not open the doors until the police arrive.
Mm-hmm. What do you think with that kind of background with SEPTA, though, Brian, in totality? What do you think was the best? Is that the best course of action? They do that?
Well, you could do that, and, you know, the normal riders, I think, are familiar with that. The occasional riders, then they should call 911, you know.
Right, okay, that would help, too. But here's the difference. If this guy is maybe, he pushes the woman, it looks like they know each other, or he's drunk or something like that, that's one thing. If he's taken off her clothes, and that's the police report, and he's raping her, then you got to stop him at all costs.
Right. The first thing you do, as in any emergency, is that, you know, you inform somebody so that they're aware of it. Then you can decide at that point, Dom, if you can intervene and try to mitigate the circumstances until the police arrived. I was involved in a pickpocket, and I was able to hold the perpetrator until the police arrived and arrested him.
Good for you. Now, let me ask you, what was your motivation in doing that? You did the right thing. You called the police. Why hold the pickpocket, Brian? Anything could have happened to you. Why did you do it?
It was my natural impulse, Dom, and it also happened about 30 years ago when things were, when I used the term, a little better. But that was my
natural
impulse.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Brian. You're being
that,
too modest, know? Though. You did it. You did it. And all you can do is do what you can on your watch. We can't save the world, but pieces of it that are in front of us, that's what we can do. So I commend you. You did it.
I appreciate that, Dom. And, you know, that's, you know, as an employee, I think we always look for the benefit of the riding public. But as a normal citizen, you know, it's maybe a little bit different. But as an employee, I try to be earnest and fulfill my duties. And things like that happen. I try to take the appropriate.
Thank you, Brian. Look, the guy, Dan, is so unassuming. He did it. You know what? No one's going to say if the pickpocket got away, you don't have to hold him there. He did it. Could he do that today? When's the mob in Philadelphia going to connect the dots? My answer is they're not. Substantial numbers of them are not. They're going to support the Kenny Krasner outlaw way. The only thing that's working is to have people in Harrisburg, starting at the governor on down, that are going to go to war with that Philadelphia progressive and take the money away until people in the city have to make a different choice. Otherwise, they're going to continue to do it. My theory is this guy was allowed to be what he is, an aggressive homeless guy, getting away with God knows what. We know he has prior arrest and served some time, it appears, and he's out. But to decide to take the woman's clothes off in front of people and rape her there on a train going to Upper Darby, you know, the theory is, well, you get away. You think, oh, come on, how can you get away with some things? It keeps on. It's incremental. It doesn't stop maniacs. And we don't know enough details yet to know more about number of people on board, gender, and all that stuff that we've been talking about. Let's see. Let's go to Linda. She's in Princeton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda. Good afternoon.
Hi, Don. It's been years since I've spoken
with
you.
Linda. Yes. Hi, Linda. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Don. Listen, I have survived three stranger rapes. And I will tell you, had I been on that train, I don't know who else was on it, had I been on that train, I probably would have come close to killing that man. Simply from, as one who has experienced it, the greatest fear when a woman is being raped is that whoever, the monster that's doing it is going to kill her. The rape becomes secondary. So
yes.
I would have risked my life to try to strangle this man with a piece of my own clothing if I'd had to.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much. Look, that's exactly right. Who knows where this ends with this guy. By the way, Dan, my cop buddy said that he had worked at Kensington, West Kensington, and Fairhill for over 4 years. This is one of the worst areas in the country, but it was never quite like this before. Under Kenny Krasner, outlaw, it's turned into this. And he sent me a daytime video, and then he sent me a nighttime video. I can't even imagine the video we have is daytime, what it's like at night.
Oh, no, I actually posted a video on our Twitter of a nighttime video.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one. I didn't know which one exactly, because we posted a few videos of what's going on there in Kensington. This one was back about 10 months ago, and it's with the we had homeless people around barrels that were on fire.
Oh, yes, that's the SEPTA station, right, yep, where they yep. finally cleared it out. But what you're talking about, people just living on the street, shooting up right there, making it their own, and yep. no one can use those sidewalks or anything in that area. It's out of bounds.
There's an Instagram that documents everything that goes on in Kensington. I'm not going to give them the light of day because I don't want to give support, because a lot of what they do I don't agree with, and showing the faces of a lot of people in their worst moments.
Right.
But it documents it, and there's videos of literal, like, 10-year-old children, a group of, like, 4 or 5 girls just walking down the street, just not even batting an eye, walking past someone and getting shot up in the neck. And it's really what our society has become is kids, 10, 11-year-olds, walking home from school, just mm-hmm. passing people, getting shot up in the neck, and it's normal. It's become normal.
Well, again, you know, the people in the city, they're not going to talk with us, even outlaw. But they do talk to other media members. There are questions at times. Why are they not asked? And if they get cocky, well, if they're reporters, they could do it with them, not with me, and say, well, what would you do? Then be ready to lay out what you would do that they're not doing. Why are we not hearing more of that in the city? Because you have a significant number of progressives who are driving this, and this is what they end up doing. They don't think you have a right to keep the homeless out of situations like this at train stations, particularly guys like this. They don't. Well, what would they say would happen here with this woman? God only knows. They run. They don't say anything.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.